I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 6th. There are currently 132 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 8 deaths, and 33 people have recovered. Over 100 are currently being monitored. Quincy City Council wants an update on the financial health of the city in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. City Council will meet remotely again tonight and is asking the administration for a budgetary update and a financial forecast. The entire City Council has submitted that request, seeking information about revenue collections, additional funding sources, best financial practices in the current environment, and the administration's thought process heading into the new fiscal year. Also tonight, City Council will get a coronavirus update from Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones, and an update on Quincy's first responders, as well as Father Bill's homeless shelter's temporary shelter at the South Shore YMCA, and an update from the Affordable Housing Trust. And on the agenda tonight, a request for $680,000 for sewer and drain improvements to the tide gates and the drainage in the area of the Beechwood Knoll School, Fenno Street, and Sims Road. Tonight's council meeting will be held remotely for the second time in the council's history and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television Channel 9 beginning at 5:30 this afternoon. Beginning today, Manatt Community Health Center patients can be tested for coronavirus at a drive-through testing tent outside of their West Quantum Street headquarters in North Quincy. The city assisted with the setup of that tent, and Manatt's medical personnel will staff the site in an effort to prevent the spread of the virus into the clinic. Back on Friday, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare opened up a drive-through coronavirus testing site at their headquarters at the Crown Colony Office Park in West Quincy. That site is open to anyone. However, people must first call Convenient MD's virtual assistant to determine if they're eligible to be tested. That number is 617-303-6400 for an assessment. That site will also be testing Quincy's first responders. Visitors will no longer be allowed into Quincy Housing Authority buildings in an effort to protect residents from the coronavirus. The authority says caregivers will still be allowed in. However, all deliveries must be made at the entrance to the building. The parking lot at Wollaston Beach in Quincy and all other state-run beaches are closed until further notice to encourage more social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. In addition, playgrounds on Quincy Shore Drive and Bunker Hill Lane in Quincy are closed, as is the Shea Skating Rink on Willard Street. Wapatuck State Park in Hingham, however, is open early this year to allow people to walk. Members of IBEW Local 103 recently made a donation of face masks to Quincy's first responders. The N95 masks will help protect Quincy police officers, firefighters, and Brewster ambulance workers from contracting the coronavirus as they respond to emergencies during the pandemic. Also recently, Home Depot, Feeney Brothers Utility Services, and Biomedical Genetics Center at Boston University donated face masks to Quincy's first responders. Over $60,000 has already been raised by a new fund designed to help Quincy businesses impacted by COVID-19. The Quincy Relief Fund was created by the nonprofit Quincy Foundation to assist workers and businesses during the crisis. Quincy Mutual Insurance Company and Granite Telecommunications have each donated $25,000. Donations can be made at QuincyReliefFund.com. There are also rental assistance programs that are being administered by Quincy Community Action Programs and the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. April is Autism Awareness Month. Quincy police officers will be replacing their standard uniform shoulder patches with special autism awareness patches. Autism is a lifelong developmental disability that typically appears in childhood and can impact a person's social skills, communication, relationships, and self-regulation. On average, one out of every 59 children in the United States will be diagnosed with some form of autism spectrum disorder. Money raised from the sale of the patches will benefit the nonprofit Autism Awareness Community. Recently, the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office and Fallon Ambulance began distributing special autism awareness seatbelt covers to alert first responders that a victim may need special care because of autism. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Monday, April 6th.